This might not come as a big surprise to you, especially if you're a hunter, but serious encounters between humans and black bears continue to increase, especially in the northwest region of New Jersey. This is according to numbers provided by the Fish and Game Council. Among those incidents were at least 5 actual home entries and 8 attempted home entries. There's 3 different categories regarding the bears. The most serious, Category 1, of which there have already been 68 of these encounters since mid-June. Those are bears which are a threat to public safety or property. Category 2, those are bears that are not a threat to public safety or property. And Category 3, that's where bears display normal behavior. You know, walking through a field, your backyard, down a road, don't really pose a threat. Large percentage of bear encounters are in Sussex County, best natural habitats in the state for bears, surrounded by the western part of Passaic County, northern part of Morris, all of Warren, pretty much all of Hunterdon. Those counties accounted for all 68 of the Category 1 bear incidents, 32 of them coming from 15 municipalities in Sussex County. Freedon, Sparta, Stillwater, Vernon, for example, each reported 4 Category 1 incidents. There were 19 Category 1 complaints in Warren County, 10 in Morris, 6 Passaic, including 2 from Bloomingdale, and 1, an attempted home entry in Hunterdon County. Where was this? In Lebanon Township. Of the 68 Category 1 incidents, 25 involved aggressive bears, 17, about 25%, were about farm damage, agricultural damage. There were 8 homes entered, another 17 cases of attempted home entry. 2 vehicles were entered, and 7 incidents involved protected livestock, means animals within a fenced-in area, pens, cages, things like that. There's been a 3-fold increase, in case you were wondering, in the number of reports from the June reporting period to the July reporting period, and a huge spike over reports for the same period in 2021. While a third of the 356 reports were in Sussex County, there was at least 1 reported incident in 17 of the 21 other counties in the state. Governor Murphy's desire for what's called non-lethal black bear control methods, that continues to be the priority. Governor's budget has an additional $1.5 million in funding aimed at the black bear human conflicts, as they like to refer them as. Among the non-lethal methods are things like hiring additional conservation officers, biologists for bear management and response, as well as training of local officials, public education, outreach to the public. Look at the mechanics of all this, how the state deals with black bears, as well as other species. That's set out in management plans for the specific species. Fish and Game Council, they have the authority under both the state constitution, along with other laws, to declare how a species is classified, game, non-game, for example, and whether there can or should be a special hunting or trapping season. There's also a formal management plan that sets out the state's goals for that particular species. The plan doesn't dictate a hunt, but it can recommend that one be established. And when it comes to black bears, state Supreme Court has ruled that the council, despite its authority to set hunting seasons, cannot set a hunt unless that action is part of an established management plan. Hunting, according to the policy, is an important part of population control. New Jersey's black bear population, one of the most dense of any species range, so is averaging 1 or 2 cubs more per biannual litter than in other bear populations. Normally, there are 1 to 2 bears for every 2 to 3 square miles, but in New Jersey, estimates for the northwest part of the state, 2 to 3 bears for every 1 square mile. It's all making sense to you now why you saw grizzly men go wandering through your backyard or into your garbage cans or into your home if you're one of those 68. So because there is no longer an approved comprehensive black bear management plan in New Jersey, the Division of Fish and Wildlife doesn't make a formal estimate of the black bear population anymore, any part of the state, which is a criterion for there to be a hunt. Going back to 2020, black bear population in New Jersey was estimated to be around 3,100. It's twice the 2018 estimate of 1,520. Looking at 2019, the department received 169 incident reports. That rose to 349 in 2020, and that's already been surpassed just in the first 6 months of this year. So no matter what the effectiveness in the past proves a bear hunt to be, it will be an unspoken as long as Phil Murphy is governor of New Jersey. So instead, your tax dollars will be spent versus how so much revenue was created for the state and local businesses, too, by the way, via bear hunt, on teaching you on how to put out your garbage so you don't attract any bear. Seriously, there actually is one easy thing you can do and should do if you have an outdoor grill. Always clean it after you cook on it. If you leave any meat shrapnel on or in your grill, that just throws down a welcome mat for a wandering bear. Anyway, getting back to how the state's dealing with all this, I'm waiting for the mandates if these trends continue with the bears. Which, what could they include? How about dropping your garbage cans into 5-foot holes in the ground so the bear can't be drawn to whatever it is you're throwing out? Or, yeah, that's right, there's those bear-proof garbage cans, which really aren't, by the way. The bears pop those tops off like they're a squeeze toy. And, of course, that mandate with garbage cans, bear-proof garbage cans, come about. My bet is you'll only be able to buy your not-bear-proof garbage can direct from the state at what will probably be an overly inflated price.